It's Rebecca on The Morning Mix. Do appreciate you tuning in this morning. And if you're just tuning in, we have some good ladies, wonderful ladies, blessed ladies in the studio this morning doing the work of God in the community. Christina Rodriguez, Executive Director of Mom's House. Dorena Webb, Family Wellness Coordinator at Mom's House. And you've missed a lot if you're just tuning in. They've been here since 7, talking about what Mom's House does in our community. Christina gave her personal testimony. Dorena is in the middle of her personal testimony. If you've missed any of these segments, by all means, let me know your email address, 419-867-8673, and I will send you a copy of all the segments recorded this morning. I've asked the ladies to be transparent, to just say it like it is, yes. Okay? It's emotional, it's compelling, it's real life. And also asking you this morning, you as a listener, to please protect the sensitive ears in your home. If you have children, I would ask that they not be listening during this next segment. Of course, that's up to you as the parent, but I wanted to put that disclaimer out there. Dorena, we just wrapped up the first part of your testimony in regards, yes, to your upbringing.
Yes.
Brought up in a, just, I'm going to let you kind of summarize it quick, yes, and then we're going to move on to your first pregnancy at age 13.
Okay. Just a mom who had been through traumas in her life and no one able to help her or willing to help her, which then led to traumas in our lives as far as what we were exposed to, abuse, neglect, sexual abuse, all of those things. And then my mom went into treatment, into rehab, and just God transformed her life. It was so beautiful to see. But in the midst of that, living with my grandmother and then meeting this guy, mm-hmm. I was 13 years old. Wow. I'll never forget it. It was the summer. And just all the good things that you always want to hear, because when you're in deficit, you want to hear, mm-hmm, someone needs to take care of you. You're so beautiful. And you're, I want to love you and all these things, but it wasn't true. He was a young teenager. And, but I did get pregnant that summer and my
13.
Pregnancy, 13 years old. I was just going into the 8th grade.
Wow.
So just a baby myself, honestly, and, not even realizing what was going on, because my pregnancy was not a good one. First of all, I only missed one cycle. So you already know you're not supposed to have your cycle on when you're pregnant, uh-huh, but I only missed one. So in my mind, it was like, oh, I'm not pregnant.
Right.
Got sick. I had whooping cough, pneumonia.
Wow.
Chicken pox.
While you were pregnant?
All of this during pregnancy. I went from 150 pounds to 100 pounds, just lost weight, couldn't eat. I bite my nails. So if you have chicken pox and you scratch, so I had them all in my mouth. So it was like a really tormenting time. The only reason we found out I was pregnant because the doctor said she probably has pneumonia again and let's do an x-ray to make sure. Did an x-ray and there was a baby in there.
Wow.
And 1 week later, I had my son.
Oh my goodness.
1 week. So my mom was traumatized because now her life has transformed and changed. But my mom was just 29 years old, uh-huh, when I was going into labor with my son. Mm-hmm. I had turned 14. I had a birthday, went, and it was pretty quick labor. But I'll never forget from that moment on is when the judgment started. Mm-hmm. When I pushed my son out and, you know, they had to stitch me, the doctor literally hit my hip, like smacked me on the hip and looked at me and was like, I'll see you again next year.
Wow.
So immediately the judgment started, mm-hmm, which then made me feel really insecure about who I was. Mm-hmm. Friends I had, I was not able to be friends with them anymore because now I was promiscuous and I had a baby. Schools, I had to keep everything hidden or they were threatening to expel. If any of the kids found out I had a baby, then I was such a bad influence on the other kids in school and they didn't want their school to be filled with 8th grade moms.
Mm-hmm.
And just on and on and on. It was like the people who were so happy like, good job. And I heard it. Good job. You had your baby.
Good job. You chose life.
You didn't have an abortion. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All these things. Good job. It was then the ones who were judging my life. So what happened to, I'm going to help you through this process? Mm-hmm. I didn't have that. So I had to figure it out on my own. And what, like, really breaks my heart the most is that my son, in that moment that he was brought into this earth, became the vessel that I poured all of my junk into because no one was able to help me or even see it or identify what I needed, what I had gone through, and what he would go through because of what I had gone through in my life. So trying to give him the love he needed, it didn't exist. Because I didn't even know how to love myself. I didn't like me. I didn't like my life. I loved him, but I couldn't love him properly. The embrace he needed because of the sexual abuse and the physical abuse I had gone through, I wouldn't even really just hug and kiss him and embrace him because I wasn't healed from any of that mess. Mm-hmm. And his love language was always physical touch and quality time, and I wouldn't give it. I was good at providing because remember, I had been doing
that.
You
knew how to do that.
Yes, I could give you food, clothes, shelter, you know, every basic need that he needed. But the emotional things didn't exist. Thank God for my mom, because my mom would give him that. She saw what was going on in me, and she did try to help me. But I resisted her. Right. I was so angry with her, even when I wouldn't admit it. I was so angry with her, so I wouldn't accept the help that she was trying to give because of the judgment, too, that I was getting from everywhere. So one of the biggest things that happened with me was the people I despised, the abusers, the neglectors, the ones who judged me, the ones who abandoned me, was exactly who I became to my son. And that, that was never okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How much further would he have been if someone would have met that eighth grade girl who had this baby at 14 years old and said, let me help walk you through all of the mess you've been through so that you can give your child the best. My torment became his torment. My pain became his pain. My rage became his rage. Everything I didn't want to give him, I poured into him and I broke him.
No.
And that was not okay.
Right.
That was not, he didn't deserve that.
Mm-hmm.
He deserved the best from the moment he came into this world. And if I couldn't give him exactly the best, I should have been able to give him little pieces of it because I was working on myself and I wasn't. I was just surviving.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know how to live. I didn't know how to thrive.
You didn't know
any
better.
I just knew how to survive. And I had become the statistic everybody was saying I was because nobody was willing to reach their hand out and say, let me help you through that. So that is one of the things that I always think about, even with our moms at Mom's House. When they walk through those doors, hey, my hand is here to help.
I remember that.
Our hands are here to help. No one wanted to get dirty because my life was messy, disgusting. It was like being in the mud and you come out and when you're covered in mud, if you touch something, mud is getting. Nobody wanted to touch the dirt. Nobody wanted to get dirty. Everybody just wanted to judge it.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody was willing to do the work and help.
Thank God that he sees the mess and he gets dirty with us.
Yeah. He sure does.
He sure does.
Dorena Webb giving her personal testimony this morning, and we're going to hear more because there is a good story that comes out of all this. Mm-hmm. There's healing that comes out of all this.
Absolutely.
Because God is good.
He is.
He sees it all and he knows what to do and he knows who to bring our way and he knows how to get our attention.
Absolutely.
He sure does. I love this. If you're just tuning in, Christina Rodriguez here. Good morning, Christina from Mom's House. Dorena Webb, who you're hearing from now. Recording all of these segments this morning. If you want a copy, let me know. Text me 419-867-8673 with your email address and name. Also asking you again, if you have sensitive ears. This is a disclaimer this morning because this is not typically how our morning mix show rolls. We're having serious conversation today. And we're being transparent and open and honest and just saying it like it is.
Absolutely.
Okay. So I hope that's okay with you. I'm being blessed by it.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, my.